Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
44057.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Darcy, D-A-R-C-Y, and my last name is Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Thank you. And let me see. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
It's 1482 Parkview Drive, Madison, Ohio, 44057.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on this to load. Let me see. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also, cut out sugars and carb cravings.
Can you stop for a second, please? I don't understand why that was charged to my account. I have never been, I've never went on your website. I never did anything. I was scrolling through Amazon, and while I was on Amazon, a charge came out of my bank account. So I'm not understanding why.
And it
came off my bank account.
So you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win a mixer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I can get you connected with our fraud for further assistance.
So I don't understand what the problem is. Like, how is it that my card was charged $58 if I didn't go on your website?
I can't say, ma'am. Usually it's done through an email or a survey, letting you know you have the chance to win a mixer in a raffle. If you hadn't received the email or the survey or you didn't do it, then I can't say as to why you were charged, which was why I offered to get you connected to our fraud department.
Okie dokie.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thanks, you as well.